And now the KWGS local news at 7:31. The spring flooding forced the Tulsa Port of Catoosa to stop navigation. That halt in barge traffic remains today. Tulsa's Port Director David Yarborough says the delay is very expensive.
The economic impact to an interruption in service to our nav system was about $2 million a day.
The problem is no longer high water. It is those two runaway barges that crashed into the dam and sank at Weber's Falls. Those barges are blocking the gates that allow barge traffic to pass through. A state judge tells lawmakers no. Legislative changes made to the wholesale component of Oklahoma's voter-approved liquor laws are declared unconstitutional. The legislature made the law different from what voters had okayed. Well, coming up later today, the Tulsa Police Department will show off its new helicopter. The new chopper is ready to be pressed into service. A state lawmaker and advocate groups want voters to weigh in on the constitutional carry in Oklahoma. They want a veto referendum on the November ballot for a law that does away with licensing requirements for Oklahomans to carry a gun. The Reverend Lori Walkie.
It defies common sense for there to be no licensing, education, or training requirements for carrying a firearm in Oklahoma.
The petition must get more than 59,000 signatures by August 29th. White supremacist propaganda appears in Tulsa. Stickers were posted on the windows of a Midtown bookstore, directing people to a website of the hate group Patriot Front. Phantasmagoria Books and Records owners Shannon Iwanski says the best remedy for hate is to call it out.
Anytime you see it, anytime you experience it, let people know that it's happening.
A banner was found over the Tisdale Expressway with the same message. The Okemogee Sheriff's Office is looking for Justin Strunk. The Okemah man stands accused of two separate shootings in Okemogee County. Bartlesville residents will say either yay or nay to an $18 million school bond proposal today. The measure would provide new buses for the school district, plus make renovations to school facilities. Our weather forecast, a 30% chance of rain, a mix of sun and clouds otherwise, a high today of 91. Now overcast in 79. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.